Hey y'all, welcome to I Am Grown Now podcast. Okay, so in the last episode, I told y'all I was coming back with the episode of if this pandemic didn't bring out the hustler in you, then it's just not in you. Okay, and I don't want to ruffle somebody's feathers, but hey, everybody has a hustler in them. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and jump on into it, but before I start, please make sure you subscribe, like, comment, and share. I would love to know your feedback. All right, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Crown by Kiss. Yeah, so let's just go ahead and hop into it. So again, the topic is, if this pandemic didn't bring out the hustler in you, it's not in you. So let's talk about hustle, okay? Hustle is, to me, hustle is basically, you know, you finding anything that you can do to make you some money, okay? And I'm not talking about just anything, okay? Now, I'm not talking about dumb stuff, okay? Dumb stuff, okay? We ain't talking about that. Stuff that's gonna get you, you know, in jail. No, we ain't talking about that. I'm talking about finding ways to make you some money, all right? Now, I remember when I was, you know, in high school, you know, my mom used to give me about $30. I don't even think she gave us 30, okay? And when I say 30, I mean, that was just enough to give me some food and probably enough to give me probably some little fake earrings. So anyway, so when I was around my friends, baby, they used to be going to Claire's. And you know, Claire's is high, y'all. Going up in Claire's, Forever 21. I'm like, baby, I ain't got nothing. I can't buy nothing, honey. They must have had, they mamas and them must have gave them $100. Cause baby mama gave, oh, there you go, a little $20 for the little $30. That's all about it, honey. I couldn't get nothing with that but a little headband. And so, you know, seeing that, I'm just like, man, you know, in high school, as you're developing into an adult, you thinking about money. You're like, man, I gotta make me some money. You know what I'm saying? I gotta make me some money. I ain't nobody trying to go around people broke and ain't got no money. Gotta leech off her and her. Girl, you gonna pay for my movie? Yeah, you know, that was cool because we were friends. We ain't really have no, we didn't have a job. That's another thing, we had a job. But before I had a job, y'all. So y'all, I finally got a job. And my first job was McDonald's. Honey, proud. Here, do you hear me? I was proud, honey, proud, because it was right across the street from the school, down the street from the school. And honey, I knew once I got out of school, I was going to work, okay? And then half of my, you know, people I knew from school worked there too. So it was cool. It was just fun. It was just another environment to just do fun stuff and make some money, you know, have fun and make money. That was the whole goal. So once I had got my first job, you know, and I really started to manage my money right, and I start thinking about all the things that I want, you know, or whatever. So that was just a hustling mode for me because, you know, 9 times out of 10, you got some people like, oh, nah, I ain't working at no McDonald's. I ain't working at it. Baby, then you're not trying to make no money. You're not trying to make no money if you're picky when it comes to a job that's going to give you some money. Baby, I was in high school. I didn't care where I was working at. I knew I was finna get that bag. See, what I realized right here, right now, is that you start developing your characteristic traits in high school. You knew who was gonna be a bum. You knew it. You knew who was gonna be a bum, and this is facts. You knew who wasn't gonna be bad-ish. And you knew a hustler when you seen a hustler. Honey, I was a hustler since high school. Before birth, baby. Before birth, in the womb, I knew I was going to be a hustler. So, yeah. So, my first job was McDonald's. I didn't care. They called me, hey, we need you to work. Yeah, I can work those extra hours because I need the bag. So what I realized is this, when you're picky, you're not going to get no money, guaranteed. For the ones who's not picky and who don't care, that is McDonald's or Subway or Burger King or whatever, baby, I even worked at the flea market Let me tell y'all something. I worked at the flea market for a couple of hours just to make me $50. I didn't care. Baby, it was $50. It was $50. And I wasn't at home because I didn't want to be at home. I wanted to meet, but I needed some money. So if the hustler ain't in you, it's not. You got some people who rather have a man to take care of them. Okay, whatever. I believe, this is my belief. This ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. This is what I believe. A woman should have her own back. Period. Point blank, period. You need to have your own back, sweetheart. That's my opinion. That's what I believe. Because we all know that two incomes is better than one. Okay? So, yeah, y'all, I was a hustler. So, after I had my baby, after I had my son, I was like, man, I got to get some money. I had graduated from cosmetology school. I still needed to take the test. I didn't take the test yet, but I was still hustling. I was doing a little couple of heads here and there, getting better at my, you know, at my little gift. And then I also was, y'all, this is when I started changing the way I was eating. So I started changing the way I was eating. And then I started cutting up shirts, y'all. Baby, I started cooking, selling plates. Stop playing. When you're at a point where you like, oh yeah, I ain't got nothing. You gotta scrape something. Which all you have to do is look within and start hustling. Start coming up with ideas. Start doing it though. When you come up with the idea, start putting that work. Start putting that action. And a lot of people just don't have that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I was hustling, baby. And people still know to this day. It's crazy because I had a person. I don't know if this was 2019, y'all. I was already in my shop and everything. The girl wrote me. She said, hey, are you still cutting up shirts? I need my shirt cut up for Beyonce's concert. I thought that was just the most funniest thing. I said, that is so crazy. Y'all was cutting up the shirts. I got the Instagram page now. I might go ahead and post that today. But yeah, I was cutting up the shirts, selling the shirts. I was telling them, hey, you can bring me a shirt that you would like me to cut up. I'm charging you $15, $20. Or I can provide a shirt and you can just purchase it like that. Y'all, when I tell you, I had made the Instagram page, y'all, put them hashtags on there. They was coming. So let me tell you, if you haven't listened to my other podcast, that your gifts will make a room for you, you need to go check it out. Okay, go check out that podcast. Y'all, I was hustling. I'm putting on the shirts, taking nice pictures. Y'all, it is not a game. Hustling. Baby, they need to call me Hustler of the Year. Hustler of the Year, baby. So, yes, like, you got to hustle. And that hustle will become your business. That hustle can become your business. You just like, look, I just need to do something to give me some money to feed my kids. Or if you don't have no kids. You know, I was just looking for a hustle to, you know, just have me some extra money, extra streaming income. And that hustle will become your business. That's going to take over. And you got to have that belief. But don't get me wrong, you know, when it comes to hustling, you know, you're not thinking long term. You're just like, look, I need to do this. And y'all, when I start cooking, It was this man. He was coming every Friday. He would hit me up. Hey, I need one of them bowls. I'm like, okay, you know, I got you, man. For him and his girl. Stop playing, y'all. Stop playing with yourself. Hustle. Some people just don't got no hustle. They don't want to do the work. You don't want no money then. That's how I feel. Because it's not about the money, but it's like, if you are at a point where you're needing income, you need some money to come in to live this life that you're wanting to live, or to have enough to make ends meet. And you, baby, you, the hustler would come out. I'm telling you. I needed some money. I needed to get what I wanted to get. I needed things that I needed that I needed, the necessities, honey. Hustler cutting up the shirts, posting it on my page. People was coming to they was going to, what's it called? The little college. Y'all know, I don't know. The little homecoming, honey. They was coming for the homecoming. They needed their shirts cut up. They going to the club. They needed their shirts cut up. I even did the girl app. That's another thing, y'all. They came, got the shirts. They even put their clothes on. They changed right then and there because they was ready to go out, honey. I was, you know, just open and genuine and nice. And because they already spent money with me and they was real cool. You can catch people's vibe, energy, okay? You can feel the energy. Energy is real. I even did the girl eyebrows. Baby, she paid me extras for the little eyebrows. I started laughing, y'all. Let me tell you something. Your service is needed. Y'all, if y'all haven't checked out my episode I just did with, you know, it's not your fault that you're gifted, go check out that. So yeah, some people really just don't have the hustler. They just don't have that hustling energy. I've always been a hustler. That's why the hustling has got me where I am. By hustling, by coming up with something, by actually doing what I thought in my brain. That thought popped up, oh, I'm about to do it. And that's how you gotta be when it comes to hustling. Find you something that you can make money from. There's so many opportunities out here, but you gotta have that hustling energy. Because if you don't have that hustling energy, you will not make any money. Okay? And it's all about character. Your character gotta be on point. Gotta have some character. Gotta have some sense of humor. Yeah, because don't nobody want to deal with nobody that's stubborn and stuck up. Baby, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to just move out the way. But yeah, y'all, like, you got to hustle. You got to hustle. And I know people now, they just think, I don't know what they think they going to do. But I'm going to tell you, whatever you think, whatever they doing, if it's wrong doings, you're going down. It's not going to work. So you gotta be a hustler. We are in the season of hustlers. We are, who want it? At this point, how bad you want it? I wanted it bad, baby. I'm willing to go buy the groceries, honey. I was willing to cook it. I was willing to cut up these shirts in my closet, y'all. Old clothes that I had just sitting in my closet. I said, baby, I'm fixed to chop it up, cut it up, bleach it up, baby. I'm fixed to do it up. And got the selling. Didn't even know I could sell anything. So that's the season. I'm sorry, I'm loud, y'all. Sorry. I'm having a wake-up call right now because I really forgot about it. But that's what brought me here right now. Go in your closet. You need some money. You can make the money, I'm telling you. I be seeing on the corners. Seeing on the corners, people on the corners selling little roses, selling, baby, popcorn, ain't no way. You scared, you want to be embarrassed because you're trying to make a way for you and your family? You want to be embarrassed because you're on the corner selling chocolate, water bottles? Or you want to be embarrassed because you selling some clothes out of your house that's almost brand new that you don't wear anymore? You want to be embarrassed? Why you want to be embarrassed of trying to make a way for you and your family? That doesn't make sense. That's how I know. If you think you're too good, don't worry. Don't worry. Because see, the people who think they too good, I always want to put on the show anyway and want to put on the facade, a front, like they got it all together. But believe me, the rug will be swept up under your feet since you think you're all that. Since you think you're too good. Since you think, I bet the hustler will come out of you then. I bet you're going to have a wake-up call then. See, we all have wake-up calls. But everybody's wake-up call is different. Okay? I knew that I needed some money, so I was willing to branch out my ideas and make it happen. Willing. I didn't care. See, when you come in thinking, oh, I don't know what they're going to say about me, it doesn't matter. What they're going to say about you is they know that you're a hustler. And anybody can say that about me. Hustler. I'm going to hustle. I'm going to get into something that's valuable. How is it valuable to the people? How can it help someone? Huh? Think on that. How is my hustling that eventually is my gift, because it's going to be your gift. You're just going to start hustling on it. It's going to bring out so many different things. You just have to start it. You have to do it. You have to be willing. You cannot be scared. You cannot be afraid, because scared money don't make no money. Scared money don't make no money. And the people who not make no money is because they scared. And again, scared of what? Of feeding your family? You must want them to starve. Or you must want yourself to starve. I didn't want to starve. My son not going to starve either. So I got to make a way. Out of no way. Where we think it's no way, but it's really a way. But you have to be willing. You cannot care what nobody has to say about you. You got to get to the bag. Honey, start with your house. Look around wherever you at. Whatever clothes and shoes that you know you have not been wearing. All that collection stuff got to go. You're still collecting shoes. You need some money. You need to sell it. They got the different websites. OfferUp. A whole bunch of selling websites. Craigslist. Honey, y'all need to come on. Y'all need to make y'all some money. Sell what you got. You don't need it. Rent out whatever you have. You have a camera that's been sitting there collecting dust. Put it on one of them websites that you can rent out your camera. And that's another thing, y'all. When you get to hustling, when you get to really finding making a way, you gotta be positive. Positive attracts positive. Negative attracts negative, okay? You can't listen to the naysayers. Oh, well, if they might steal this or they might... I don't want to hear it, because once I hear that, bloop. Y'all know what bloop mean. Bloop, bloop. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Gotta go. Be positive behind your hustle. Because it's going to make money. You're going to make some money. I'm telling you. You got to be... Your energy got to be so focused on that. Like, I'm going to make me some money today. Somebody's going to want to buy it. I'm telling y'all. I remember one time going to this garage sale. When I tell you, this lady has so much nice stuff. Antique stuff that I've never seen. You ashamed of going to the garage sale? But see, this is another thing. This is another thing about people that trip me out. Because, again, if the hustler is not in you, it's not in you, right? Like, if this pandemic bring out the hustler in you, honey, it's not in you. But you got the people who just so bougie. But you shopping at the flea market. And I ain't knocking the flea market. And you shopping at the garage sale. And I'm not knocking the garage sale. And you're shopping at Goodwill. I'm not knocking the Goodwill or the thrift stores. But this is the thing. Bougie. But shop there. Cheap. Oh, man. I need to do another episode about this cheap stuff. This cheap. Just want to be cheap, cheap, cheap. Want to be cheap. And cheap ain't getting you nowhere. They ain't got no hustle. They ain't got no hustle. Okay? So it's good to point out the characteristics of people so you can know how to move. You know who you are. Okay? Be true to who you are. Hustle. Only the people who put in that work gonna make it there. We not depending on nobody to get us there. We're gonna put in the work to get us there because it's already within us. We just have to take advantage of it and use it. So yeah, go in your house, wherever you at, shoes, clothes, jewelry, baby, post it. They got Facebook store now. Go ahead and put it on Facebook store. Who cares? Who cares? You need the money, baby. Money, shmoney, shmoney, shmoney. And them people who got them little naysayers, oh, girl, you don't need to sell that, girl. You know, whatever people say. Oh, girl, nah, baby, they don't even. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you the truth right now. They don't want you to make no money. They get to talking negative. Oh, girl, nah, they gon' or guys too, cause guys be hating. Nah, you don't need to do that. They don't want to make you. They don't want you to have no money. You telling me not to do something that I know this gonna help me make some money? That tell me right there. You don't want me to make no money. You want me to be dependent on you, or you don't want me to have anything. Let me tell you something, that hustling will get you far, because you got to hustle for a minute until it becomes that main thing where it's really, it didn't overpower hustling, because now you're making residual income. It's coming in, baby. It's coming in like clockwork. It's coming in like them bills come in every month. That's how you want your money to come every month. Like them bills come every month. Your money need to be coming in every month just like them bills. That's the whole motive. That's the whole motive. True, y'all. I was looking around the other day like, man, I'm looking around everything I got like, what can I rent out? What can I rent out, honey? I need something I can rent out up in here. I need something to make me some resist. Come on now. You're going to have to sit down. You're going to have to really sit down. You can't, it comes with a price. Hustling, you're going to have to sit down. You're going to have to analyze some things, because you need that money coming in like them bills come in, okay? Get your gifts will make room for you. Okay? Everything, look around your home or wherever you at to see what's something that you invested in that can make you some income. Y'all better come on with it, okay? Come on with it. Stop playing with it. Stop playing with it. You gotta be a hustler. You gotta be a hustler. That's what life is about. It's about the hustlers. It's about the go-getters. It's about the people who are not afraid to go get it by any means necessary. We're not waiting around for a life to be handed to us. Or the man that's going to give us this. Or the friends. Let me be with these friends. Baby, you need to learn how to get it on your own. Don't you think? I want it to be in my name. I want it to be in my name. I worked hard for that. It's in my name. I signed it off. It's in my name. When I go to the store, I want to see my book on the shelf. You know you good at cooking, baby. If you selling plates, boom, you just start making your own seasoning. You just start making your own gravy. You just start making your own whatever that involves a kitchen. That one gift or that one hustle will divide. Come on, hold on. Somebody ain't hearing what I'm saying right now. Let me slow it down. When a tree is planted, an apple tree at that, it's not growing one apple. It might have been only 3 seeds or 4 seeds that was planted. But when the tree finally start growing, developing, it was a whole bunch more apples on that tree. So it doesn't matter what hustle that you pushing to do, whatever it is that you're hustling, it can turn into multiple things, okay? Multiple things. Since I was getting overwhelmed when the pandemic hit, everybody was just calling my phone, girl, I done started doing it. And I'm just like, okay. Then it came to my senses that, okay, yeah, there's plenty of ways to make money, but do whatever is best for you. Do what you feel is right to do for you. Because there's so many ways to make money. What is it that you're going to do that's going to bring you money? That you're going to learn or get the skills in? Number one, the season that we're in is going to be a continued season of this. You're going to have to find something that you can sell. You got to learn how to be a seller. You need to service something. Create a book, something. By the way, me speaking of a book, you follow me on Instagram, you can click the link in my bio. I have the do-it-yourself small business ebook. I think it's going to be really, really valuable for everyone here that's listening, because you need something that's going to make you some money. And so on there, I have, you know, different ways that that you can make money from. Basically, you can start a product line, a lip gloss line, honey. You can start anything you would like, okay? And so I just gave out my steps that I took to develop, you know, my products or whatever. So yeah, y'all check that out on my Instagram at Crowned by Kiss. So again, you gotta have a service. You need to learn how to sell, and you need to have some goods. Look around. What do everybody need? What do everybody like? Okay? That's it. And you think of the ideas. The ideas are going to pop in your head when you just look around and pay attention. Okay? We know we need food. We know we need clothes. We know we need shoes. You know we need, you know, we like things that excite us, make us feel good. If you're good at decorating, baby, you need to go ahead and make you an Instagram right now today. Okay? So, baby, if you know how to do it up with the Dollar Tree items, baby, I'm not knocking the hustle. See, these people out here think they too good. Oh, I'm too good. That I can't do that. That ain't gonna look right on me. Take a seat. You'll be Mr. Broke, Mrs. Broke, while you over there talking about you too good for that. Okay, bye. Let the hustlers come out, okay? Where the hustlers at? Because I'm in the hustler game. Crew. We get into the bag by any means necessary. We're not playing with nobody. Don't even play about you. That gift you got, that thought you have, that hustler, run with it right now. We ain't talking about no bad stuff though. We ain't got time for all that fast stuff. We know that hustling is fast, because we know whatever we have in our closet right now, we can go on an Instagram or whatever app that it can sell fast. But that's something out of your house. Now don't do no crazy stuff, okay? I'm not pushing nobody to hustle with no crazy stuff, okay? All right, y'all. So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it as well. And I look forward to hearing from you from the next episode. Peace.